Okay, we're recording now. So welcome, everyone. I'm Marcia Heck, and today is Wednesday, January 13th, 2010. And this is the first call of the new year for the BizTips business teleclasses. And you're in the right place if you've come to hear Bonnie Hutchison and I talk today about what are we talking about today? Goodbye, hello. How to let go of what hasn't been working for your business so you can be open to receive the best year of your life. And for those of you who've been with me for a while, you may have noticed that this year the series has a brand new focus. Last year we were all about marketing, and this year we've opened up our scope to include all business topics, including marketing. So anything is fair game here, anything that will help your business. And also, if you have any topic ideas or know anyone who you'd like me to interview for this new series, let me know. I'd love to hear about them. And last month for our December call, we talked with social media expert Alan Morales about branding your presence in social media. And those of you who were new to this series, I did include the link to that call on your invitation to this call. So if you want to go back and listen to that last call, it was a great one. It's now available for you to listen to. And I really learned a lot of new things, some little known things. Alan is really on top of social media and some of the new things that are coming out. So it was really interesting. If you want to go back to your email and use that link and take advantage of listening to the last call, kind of get up to speed with what we've been talking about. Okay, so the topic of our call today is goodbye, hello, how to let go of what hasn't been working for your business so you can be open to receive the best year of your life. And I'm really excited about this. Bonnie and I have been talking about this for a few days. And I do have Bonnie Hutchison of Soul Power Wisdom from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, here with me today as my special guest. And I'm going to give Bonnie a chance to say hello, and then I'll give her a more in-depth introduction in a minute. So welcome to the call, Bonnie.
Hi, Marcia. Glad to be here.
Good, good. And I just realized, I'm glad to have you here too, but I just realized I did not mute the lines. So I'm going to do that now so we don't have any noise on the call. Okay, I've done that. Now, can I still hear you, Bonnie?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right. So we're doing this right. There's a new panel for Instant Teleseminar. I'm just getting used to it, so I want to make sure that I'm doing everything right. All right. So I'm so glad everybody's here and on the line, and I just want to get started. So first of all, I do want to thank all my listeners for being here again. And we do have quite a few new people on the call today that signed up just to hear Bonnie. So I just want to tell you, you might learn something on this call that you can take action on that really could make a difference in your business. And if you know me, you know that I think that taking action is key. We can learn a lot of things intellectually, but if we don't take action on them, they're not going to do a darn bit of good for us. And the way things are going in business today, this is no time to go into hiding or just sit around learning things. We've really got to talk to each other. Keep learning and taking action on things and really see how we fit into the mix. And really, that's why I started this series and am continuing this series, so that we can keep that conversation going. So let's just get into it. A little bit about the logistics of the call. As usual, you can listen on your phone or by webcast through your computer. Then the details for both are listed on the web page that you were sent to in your invitation for the class, and also when the call is over, you will get access to the recording immediately from the same web page. You just have to refresh the page. And the call today, we're going to try and stick to 60 minutes. We hope we won't go over, but if we do, it'll just be by a few minutes. And we will be taking questions. Bonnie did graciously agree to take questions at the end of the call. So if you have questions as we go along, I did open up the chat function on the webpage. You can just enter them into the Q&A box, or if you're on the phone, you can save them to ask live at the end of the call. Okay, so let me just give Bonnie a proper introduction here. Bonnie's company is called Soul Power Wisdom, And she helps entrepreneurs tap into the power of their soul's wisdom to help them create a life and business that really fits them and their dreams. And she has more than 20 years experience in running her award-winning organizational consulting business. So she really came from kind of a corporate background. But she was also on a spiritual journey at the same time. And she became, she really started weaving some of her spiritual practices into her work with her consulting projects, which any of you who've been in the corporate arena, you know that that's not something that is normally done. But while she was doing that, she was in awe at the results that happened. And she founded Soul Power Wisdom as a vehicle to share what happened when she was doing that and what she learned with other entrepreneurs so that they could get the same results that she was getting. And she really loved seeing her clients use her techniques to really magnetize their goals and to attract wealth, dissolve barriers, and contribute their unique gifts to the world. She also, in her background, she had careers as a teacher, an executive director of a preventative social services program, and as a government consultant. So you see that she has quite a varied background as, you know, consultant, a trainer, doing research, and being a professional in a lot of different organizations. At the same time that she was doing this, in her personal life, Bonnie was on a spiritual journey, which is how she brought all of this into her work, and learned a lot about the power of intention and connecting with her higher wisdom, and learning to work with the energy of situations as well as the more obvious aspects. And when I said that she brought that into her work, she began to do this real quietly and kind of in the background. And people who had been in conflict, what she found out, learned to work together more productively because of some of these practices that she was doing. And she also found that organizations that had been struggling financially began to flourish and grow. And I just think that that's so interesting. And that's one of the reasons why, excuse me, I've got a little tickle in my throat. People got results that they wanted, and often in ways that nobody could have predicted. And so that's how Bonnie got into her business of helping other people do the same. So I'm so happy to have you with me here today, Bonnie.
I am really delighted to be here too, Marcia. And speaking of results you didn't predict, the day before you gave me a call, I was thinking, I would really like to do a teleclass with somebody. And out of the blue, I get an email from you saying, would you be on next week's teleclass? And what are the odds, right?
Well, you must have been putting your spiritual practices to work.
Apparently, yeah.
Great, great. Well, okay, let's just dive right in. I did want to tell people that there is a particular reason why I did want Bonnie on this call, this particular call. In December, for my business, I did an awful lot of interviewing of my clients and the people that are on my mailing list for my company. And I did that because I really wanted to get to know who was out there and the client, the problems that my clients were having, the challenges, and kind of help them with their visions for their company and find out how stuck they were. That's actually what I found out was they were stuck in their business. The things that I kept hearing over and over again was that no matter how long they had been in business, whether they were new entrepreneurs or whether they had been in business for several years, that there was kind of at this point a lack of confidence and kind of a fear of getting out there. A lot of people said they were second-guessing themselves. They were getting distracted. They were feeling kind of overwhelmed and blocked, having problems following through, kind of going in circles, stagnant, burned out, feeling a lot of pressure, low motivation, and fear. And they really wanted to get past these things so that they could move on with their business. Because obviously when things like that are happening, there is a big effect. It really does affect your business in a lot of ways. So I was kind of grappling with that myself, and it was really interesting because at the same time, kind of serendipitously, I started getting a new offering that Bonnie was doing, which was her Everyday Manifestations, which is kind of a new service that Bonnie's putting out. And I know Bonnie because she and I have been in a mastermind program together. We met probably about a little over 2 years ago, and we'd been in a formal mastermind program for a year, and then for the last year, kind of in a less formal, informal group. And so I knew kind of what Bonnie was up to, and when she sent me these Everyday Manifestations, I was very excited because I knew it was a program that she'd been working on, and they're just little short visualizations. So I started listening to them. And I could see the value that they had for me. I'm kind of a fast action type of person, and I don't have a lot of patience for things that come in my email box that take me a lot of time or take my distractions away. And Bonnie's visualizations were really short, and that's what I liked about them. But I could see that they really helped me get focused and get motivated. And I could see the connection between what she was doing and the situation that I saw a lot of my clients in. So I really wanted to talk to her about them. I knew I had to start off the year discussing these things that she was doing with my audience. But there was one particular manifestation guided visualization that she did that really struck me, because it was in particular talking about letting go of 2009 and welcoming in 2010. And I don't know about you, but 2009 was a year that I was really happy to see go bye-bye. And this manifestation really honed in on that for me. And while I heard Bonnie's voice talking on this little, it's just a little short audio, a little guided visualization, I got chills, and it just really lifted me up and really made me feel very hopeful and full of enthusiasm for the new year. And I thought, oh, I need Bonnie to do this. I need Bonnie to do this on a teleclass for me. So really, that's the main reason why she's here with us today, to do that. Would you say that's an accurate representation, Bonnie, of the reason why I asked you to be here?
Yeah, that's what you said the first time we talked. And, yes, I was so pleased to be able to do this, Marcia.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't wait to get into it. So I just want to start, before we do that, we are going to do that later on in the call. We're not going to start off with that because we want to get some questions answered first. So really the first question that I want to ask you, because I've done all the talking, is in your work, I know that you help people access what you call the wisest part of ourselves. And I want to talk about that more specifically, but first, can you give us a little bit more background on how you did weave this into your work when you did it when you were in another regular job? Because I want people to really understand how this affects business.
Sure. I began in my consulting practice. First of all, you already talked about corporate. I also worked lots with government organizations and nonprofits. But I was very discreet in how I did this because I thought, oh, if people think I'm flaky, they won't want to hire me. I was actually scared, to be really explicit. But I would sit, I sometimes thought I did my best work sitting in a meditation chair and visualizing what would be really focusing my energy on the highest possible outcome for this project. And when I would work in rooms, I learned to sort of cleanse the energy that was going on in the room as well as work with people. And I did that quietly. I never talked about it with my clients. It just was what I considered to be kind of my secret power that made things go well. I had a project a couple of years ago where the client, the main client of the project, I had seen him at some kind of metaphysical events and so on in my own city, and the project was in my own city. And I thought, maybe he would like to know that I do that. He might be open to that. And when I asked him about it, he said, oh, I'd love to. And so the people I hired on my team or contracted on my team also, as a team, we would sit and focus on our intention and ground our energy and do those kind of practices before we began having project team meetings, before we began any workshops or other events in our projects, and before we began writing documents. We always began with those kind of intention-setting exercises. And we would. So I asked him if he wanted to join our team in doing that. And he said, I'd love to. And so for the very first time in all of my couple of decades of experience, I got to be explicit about the spiritual practices that I used along with all the other research evaluation, you know, the stuff that was public that I did. And we would have these astonishing results, and we'd have workshops, we'd have meetings, and after the meeting, it was unbelievable how wonderfully well. It was a very complex project that involved actually many parts of the criminal justice system. So we were working with police officers and judges and jail guards, prosecutors, not your usual woo-woo crowd, if you like. And we could see the difference. People tapped into their own idealism. People learned to work together that didn't even know about each other, let alone work together. And we'd have these events, and then after the meetings, our client would say, well, that went well, didn't it? And I guess we know why. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Anyway, at the end of that project, I was very, very gratified by how it turned out. In fact, we actually got a Premier's Award of Excellence, which is the highest award you can get in our province. It would be like an award from a governor of a state as one of the most excellent projects that happened in the past year. That was icing on the cake, but that isn't what we were about. What I realized personally after that project, I already knew that weaving these practices made a difference. They helped my business be successful in terms of revenue and so on. But what I realized on a personal level was, really, I just wanted now to work on the energy work and those spiritual practices and teach other people what I've learned about that. And I wanted to be explicit about that. And in fact, I didn't actually want to do the client projects anymore, the training manual, the whatever it was. I just wanted to do the energy work and the spiritual work. So I started Soul Power Wisdom as a vehicle for me to express what I've learned about weaving spiritual practices into business. And like you, I'm not very patient with, although I find it incredibly powerful to sit in a chair and meditate and so on, I don't want to stay there. I want to put it into practice. I want to see practical application. And if you can't use it on Tuesday, I don't have much patience for it. And so taking those practices that tend to sometimes people feel kind of in the clouds and grounded in, we do live in the third dimension. We live in a physical world. And it's time to bring that into the marketplace, bring that into our day-to-day worlds. I took a Tai Chi class a number of years ago, and the thing that the instructor said on our first night, I have never forgotten. She said, it's easy to go up on a mountaintop and meditate, wear a saffron robe, and be grounded and centered and wise. But what the world needs now is for us to come down from the mountaintop and go into the marketplace and be grounded and centered and wise. And I actually think that's one of the gifts of small business and entrepreneurs is we have the flexibility to shift and change quickly. You can't change Microsoft very fast, or, you know, it's like trying to turn around the Queen Mary or the Queen Elizabeth cruise ship versus a rowboat. But we have the flexibility to shift and change. And the entrepreneurs that I know, and I suspect this is true for you, Marcia, we started our businesses for a bunch of reasons, one of which was to earn a good living, live an abundant life. But most entrepreneurs that I know, and I know this is true of you, Marcia, and I suspect it's true of many of your clients, they also have something that they are driven to do that above other things. They want to make a positive difference in the world, whatever is their area of kind of technical expertise. And as entrepreneurs, we can be role models for the rest of the world about how you do business with integrity, with flexibility, with client-centered, heart-centered, all those words that we're hearing about. We're the role models for what needs to happen in business, because other ways of doing business simply have not, we can see around us in the economy and in a number of business sectors, it's collapsing. And part of the reason is it isn't coming from integrity. Now, Marcia, I'm going to stop now because I've said way more than I intended and took us directions that we hadn't talked about. But it seems to me this is all related to, in a big sense, weaving spiritual practices like integrity and intention into how we do business. It happens. The miracle is, or maybe it's not a miracle, but the cool thing is when you do the right thing, because it's the right thing to do, it also turns out to be good for business. And isn't that just joyful?
The thing that I think people forget, unless they're steeped in it all the time, is you get caught up in business and forget that you can stop and, you know, access other parts of your brain, access other parts of your being, and, you know, use that to help yourself. And so that's why I was excited about what you're doing, because it allows you to do it in bite-sized chunks. So tell me about, you know, you're just so in the flow all the time that for you it's just so easy. But for those of us who are not there where you are, Bonnie, it's a little bit more difficult for us to remember to do it. So tell me about this wisest part of ourselves and how it works, you know, because, you know, some of us don't access that all the time.
Right. I have a sordid confession to make, Marcia, which is I don't always either. And I think, good grief, I've been steeped in this for as long as, you know, for 20 years, learning about this, and I still forget. And then I remember, and then it works. But I don't very often go more than a day being totally off the track, but it still happens. So I think we still, I guess just because you learn to walk, it doesn't mean you can run a mile in 4 seconds. We still have room to grow. But the wisest part of ourselves, how it works, if there's lots of people, including me, that have chattery minds, and I want to say I'm a big fan. I mean, our intelligence is a gift, our intellect, and so I'm not saying don't use that. But so these other kinds of wisdom that we have, it's in addition to, not instead of, all the things that we're already good at. Our emotional wisdom, our intellectual wisdom, our relationship wisdom, all that stuff. But this inner wisdom, for those of us that have chattery minds, it is sometimes hard to focus. For those of us that are action-oriented, it's sometimes hard to stop and take a breath. And that's one of the reasons that I think many people are feeling so overwhelmed right now. There are so many possibilities. There are so many things. Maybe we have what seem like crushing to-do lists. And so it's easy to get scattered when there's so many possibilities. And so to stop the overwhelm or let it go, as our mind is darting around from place to place and then our actions, and it sort of seems like we're expending a lot of energy, but we're not having much to show for it, to stop and take a few deep breaths, just that simple physical change. And then, as we'll have an experience when we get to the guided visualization, and then there is a wise inner part of yourself that often has a quiet voice. As our friend Sandy Grayson says, her inner critic shouts and her inner wisdom whispers. And I think probably most of us can relate to that. It doesn't have to be a long time, like you've talked about, 5 minutes. But take the time to just let all that go. And breathing helps. Take a few deep breaths and just pay attention to your breathing. And even that, it distracts your attention maybe to pay attention to in-breath and out-breath. It also gets more oxygen to your brain. That's a really good place to start. And then if your mind is still chattery, just say thank you. You can just let that thought drift away and drift away. And just say in your mind, I invite in whatever is the wisest part of myself to give me a hint here or give me a clue about what's the most important thing for me to be aware of now. And I have to say, although I don't, even after all these years, I don't always remember to do that, but whenever I do, something comes in. And how you tell if it's your inner wisdom as opposed to perhaps many other voices you have going on, I have experienced the inner wisdom always to be loving, always to be kind, always to be optimistic, and sometimes gentle, sometimes very firm, but it's always the most loving voice. So if you're asking, what should I do next, and you've got 27 options, your wisest voice will have a way for you to get to the outcome you want in a loving way that is loving of you as well as anybody else that might be affected. And that's one of my hints is, and also one of my hints that it's the wisest voice is, does it make me feel more calm? Does it make me feel more uplifted? We were talking yesterday, Marcia, sometimes both of us, we sort of get chills, or in my case, sort of the palms of my hands and the bottom of my feet sort of start to tingle, and it's one of my clues, right, this is a very wise voice, this is a really important message. Does that answer your question, Marcia?
Yes, it does. So if you are getting a thought that makes you feel anxious in any way, don't follow that thought, because that's probably not the wisest part of you.
Right. There's something to add about that, which is, it doesn't mean you're not ever scared, but you can ask, sometimes you're scared because it's out of your comfort zone, but it doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. But if it's a kind of scared that comes with dark negative thoughts,
mm-hmm.
Oh, this will never work, blah, 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 who do I think I am, those kind of things, that's not your wisest voice. But you can ask for help and guidance that if this is truly the right thing for me to do, give me the strength, give me the courage to step out and do this. And there's always a soft landing.
And also, wouldn't you say, Bonnie, that the more that you do this, just like any muscle, it gets stronger and you learn to trust it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's one of the reasons I was excited to do the Everyday Manifestations, and you were in the room, Marcia, when that was conceived, is a little shot of positive energy every day to help us just remember who we are, and it does like strengthen your courage muscles and strengthen your tap into your wisest self muscles. It is like any other ability. Yeah, strengthening the muscles is a lovely language.
Yeah, makes you get better at it, and you recognize it better. Yeah, I've noticed that.
And
okay,
from,
so Anna, go ahead.
Oh, I just was going to say, from that space, then the overwhelm drops away, the fear starts to drop away, and then we can move ahead.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good way to put it too. We were also talking about trying hard, and both of us agreed that we have a tendency sometimes to do that, the tendency to try hard and to push to make things happen. And there's something about doing that so often ends up making us more blocked and stuck than moving forward. And, I know that you have some things to say about that, too. What is it about trying hard or trying harder when things aren't going our way? Well, I'll just try harder. What is it about that makes us more blocked?
The more you push, the more you're also generating resistance. And so when you're trying hard and struggling, then that starts to generate emotions like fear and anxiety and frustration and maybe irritation, anger. And it's not far from there to those dark thoughts like, oh, this will never work, I'm not good enough. And sometimes, as I certainly learned in all my years of working in communities and organizations, if you start pushing, that makes other people start pushing back. And so it's like human resistance as well as energy resistance. And then you've got even more things going on. So, and then with all that negative thoughts and feelings and resistance and stuff, it is hard to hear our wisest self. So, if you find you're struggling, just stop, take a breath, take three deep breaths, and relax. And just imagine all that tense struggle energy is just, let it go. Ask it to go somewhere where it can do good, but it doesn't have to hang around in your life right now, at least. And that's different. I think most of us know the difference when we're kind of struggling and feel like we're spinning our wheels versus times when we're exerting lots of energy, but we know we're kind of in the flow. And most of us, it's a different feeling. It doesn't mean you're not ever working hard, but in the flow, it has a real different feeling than struggling and flailing around. And so if you find that you're getting blocked and stuck, just a few deep breaths and let it go. Change your focus, look a different way in the room, look out the window, anything to just sort of break that wheel spinning and relax and say, I'd like a message from my wisest part, please. And often it shows up.
It sounds so wonderful. And it's so counterintuitive to everything that we learned growing up because, you know, I can just hear my mom and dad saying to me, you know, there's nothing that a lot of good elbow grease can't fix.
Yeah.
Keep trying. Try harder. That was the message that I got when I was growing up. So
yeah.
It's really hard for me.
Yeah. If at first you don't succeed, try. And there's, I mean, persistence and it's a good thing, but there is a place when it's counterproductive. I this is irreverent, but if at first you don't succeed, give up. And I don't really believe that exactly, but there is a time when the universe is telling you, actually, this is not the right way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I have many examples in my life. I told you one yesterday where I was going the wrong direction and the universe pretty much put a wall in front of me and said, Marcia, stop going this direction.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know we also talked about examples of how doing this work actually does help entrepreneurs with their business. We did talk about how it helped you in your government work, and working with jailers and convicts and the criminal justice system is certainly a really good example. But let's give another example of how this work actually helps entrepreneurs with their businesses.
Well, someone told me an example last week. It's actually one of my coaching clients, but she said, before we start, I have to tell you this story. And so here's the story she told me. There was, she had a really difficult letter to write, and in fact, she said she actually had trouble sleeping, and so she had allotted kind of 2 days. She thought it would take her about a whole day to write it, because it was very challenging and lots of nuances and stuff. And then she thought she would work on it that day and then set it aside and take maybe half a day to revise it. And so she got up early to work on it, but just before she started, she listened to an everyday manifestation of mine that she had, and it was about aligning with your intent. And in that short 5-minute visualization, I ask people to, whatever was going to be your main focus for the day, just imagine that it's going to have the highest possible outcome and good for everybody involved. And then I invited people in this kind of meditative state to imagine that your thoughts are lining up and your emotions are lining up and your words are lining up and your actions are lining up with the most positive possible outcome for this task. And so that was kind of her 5 minutes. And what leapt out at her was, I could align the words. Never thought of that. And the story she said, I have to tell you this, she said she got up at 7 and began working on it. And sort of at 5 to 7, she had listened to this short everyday manifestation, and what leapt out at her was, I could align the words. And she sat down, took a few minutes about to think about how she wanted it to turn out, and she said she started at 7. By 7:30, the whole thing was written. Like, she had booked a whole day to work on this, and by 7:30, it was done. She set it aside, and in fact decided to go do something fun with her husband for the rest of the day because she was kind of done. And came back the next day, looked at it, didn't change a word, and sent it. And that, I'd never thought of this as time management technique, but And she couldn't believe how easy it was. It just flowed.
Well, I will have to tell you that, you know, for me in my business, I don't have a real concrete story like that. I wish I did. I'd inject it right in here. But for me, it's been more subtle. I haven't been listening to them on a first thing in the morning, although I do notice that you do send them out late. I'm a late night person, so I notice that they come while I'm still awake at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is really interesting. So they would be there early in the morning for people who get up early in the morning, and it would be a good way to start your day. But I just do them whenever I feel like it, like I need a break during the day. Mm-hmm. And if I'm just like, oh, I need a break, I'm stuck, or I've been working too hard, or I just need to get up and do something, and it like gives me a little shot of adrenaline. And that has been helpful for me because it kind of clears my mind and makes me, I don't know, just a little bit more productive or a little bit sharper. And that, you know, that really helps me. Or if I'm like, I have a tendency to clench because I'm I get so intense with my work and I won't notice it, but I'll just be real clenched in what I'm doing. And if I stop and take a break and do one of your visualizations, and then it's just like, oh, I release the tension and I can get, I'm renewed and refreshed and I can, get back into my work, with that feeling. And it's just, I notice it right away. It's like, oh, I wouldn't have gotten that if I would have just, you know, gotten up and stretched and went and got a glass of water. It doesn't have the same effect on me. So I know that it makes me more productive. I can't wait to call you with the story that I've actually made more money or impressed a client or something like that.
Oh, yeah, call.
And I will call you when that happens.
Yeah.
Because I know it will. Okay, well, let's see. I think that it would be a good time in our call to actually do the guided visualization. Are you ready? I don't have any soft music or anything, but I think the tone of your voice is exactly what we need. We don't need any soft music. So I'm ready when you are.
I would love it. So to get started with that, I'll just ask everybody, sit in a comfortable position. And with your feet flat on the floor, so as a symbol of being grounded, and put your shoulders back, not rigidly, but comfortably, just to open up space, to breathe in lots of oxygen, open up space for your lungs and your heart. And I would like you to rest your hands loosely in your lap with the palms up, and that's a symbol of being open to receive all the amazing gifts that are available to you from the whole universe. And now, just to clear your mind, I'd like you to take a deep breath right down to your abdomen and hold that in-breath for a few seconds. And then I'd like you to breathe out slowly and completely and just hold that empty space for a few seconds. And then breathe in again deeply and just keep doing that. And as you're doing that, I am affirming that this guided visualization is in alignment with your soul's purpose, in alignment with your highest good, and we are all open to connect with all the abundance that is available to you. And now I'd like you to say goodbye to 2009. You may have said goodbye to it in other ways, but let's say a different kind of a goodbye today, because just before you let it go forever and ever, I want to make sure that you are capturing the very best things that happened in 2009, whether it was a fabulous year or an awful year, that there were good things. And so I want you to imagine that a movie of the past year is just speeding by incredibly fast. And as it speeds by, what pops into your mind is just one or two or three of the absolute best moments or best experiences you had in the past year. Whatever pops into your head is perfect. And now I would like you to say in your mind, or if it's appropriate, you could even say it out loud, thank you for that wonderful experience. This is an example of the kind of experiences I choose to invite into my life. And I will say that again, and you can follow along with me in words or in your mind. Thank you for that wonderful experience. This is an example of the kind of experiences I choose to invite into my life. And now, I would like you to invite that kind of experience, maybe not that specific experience, but the essence of that kind of experience. Invite the energy of that kind of experience into 2010. In your mind or out loud, you can say, I invite and welcome the energy of that kind of experience into my life. And I'll say it again. I invite and welcome the energy of that kind of experience into my life. And you might imagine that the energy of that sort of, the way it made you feel, you might imagine that energy just swirling and dancing through the days that are unfolding in the year 2009. You might imagine the energy of that kind of experience. Maybe you're imagining a calendar or the days of a calendar flipping by, but sort of in each day of the year that is just begun to the end of the year 2010, just imagine that kind of energy beginning to permeate all the days ahead and swirling and dancing and just having a good time, infusing the rest of your year with that kind of energy. And now, I would like you to say goodbye, perhaps goodbye again, to 2009, the year that just ended, and in particular, if there is any leftover residual traces of emotions or thought that do not serve you well, anything unfinished, it is time to release that and let it go. And the way we're going to do that is blow them out with three big puffs of air, like this. Okay, in your mind, you can say this. I now release whatever does not serve me well, and I send it to somewhere in the universe where it will do good. And again, three more puffs of air, releasing all of that to somewhere it will do good. Okay, great. It is finished. It is gone. And now I would like you to say in your mind or out loud, thank you for the last year of my life. It is finished. And now I want you to take a moment and just savor this present moment, your now, and say, thank you for this moment of being alive. I'll say it again. Thank you for this moment of being alive. And now let's say hello to this year, 2010, that is just a couple of weeks old. We don't know what's going to unfold in the rest of this year, but we do know that it has swirls of delicious energy like your very best experiences of the past year. And I would like you to imagine now that your whole energy field is expanding. Your body's energy, and all the layers of energy around your body. It's just expanding to allow in more of that kind of energy. And that kind of positive energy, the energy like your best experiences, your happiest experiences, your most joyful experiences, that's the kind of energy that is infusing your thoughts, your emotions, your words, your actions, infusing every day of 2010. And to close this, I would like you to take another really deep breath and let it go and say, I am ready for the best year of my life. Thank you for the gift of life. I'll say it again. I am ready for the best year of my life. Thank you for the gift of life. And now, I would like you to come back. If you closed your eyes, which I did, open your eyes, stretch. Breathe deeply and come back refreshed, rejuvenated, ready for whatever comes back in your day, whichever comes next in your day. And happy 2010. And so it is.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. That was great. Oh, very good. Very good. I could. Every time I do that, I feel like I'm ready. I don't have words for how good that feels. But I'm ready to work on a project. Give me a project. I'm ready to go. do you get the same thing out of your visualizations that you think your clients do?
Yeah. It's a real treat because the first ones I did for this project, they took me quite a while. I would write them and record them and then re-record them. And sometimes it could take an hour to end up with a five-minute visualization. It's mercifully getting much faster now. But then I would, send them off to have them posted. And then when it would arrive in my inbox, along with the inbox of the other people that have ordered this, then I would open them up and listen to them as if it was for the first time. And even though I created them, I've been delighted that, oh, wow, oh, yeah, it's like I hadn't heard it before, like I hadn't created them before. So they also are quite wonderful for me, and it's very fun.
That's great. That's great. Well, we're at the point where I would like to open up and see if anybody has any questions after they've gone through that with you. I'm checking on the Q&A page, and unless I've pushed the wrong buttons, I don't see that anybody has written in any questions. So let me put things in an interactive mode here, which means I'm opening up the lines. So anyone on the phone, if you have a question, just state your name and let us know what your question is. Does anybody have a question? We'll wait a moment. Any questions for Bonnie? Everybody's probably very relaxed at this point. Okay, no questions. So, Bonnie, I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Okay. Sure.
What is it about guided visualizations that... That makes them work, that makes them powerful for us?
Well, there's four things that I know so far. Perhaps there are others, but four that I know so far that make this a very powerful strategy. One is your body doesn't know the difference from what you are visualizing and what's kind of in the physical third dimension world. When you imagine or visualize something, it doesn't make a distinction between what you're imagining and actual physical reality. And just as an example, I've had this experience, I bet you have too. When you're watching a thriller movie, now you know it's an illusion, you know it's fake, but you watch it and your heart rate goes up and your pupils get bigger, your muscles tense, your breathing changes, and you know it's just an illusion, but you still have those physical reactions, and it's the same thing. When you visualize being in a certain situation, your breathing and your muscles and your heartbeat and so on, your body resonates with what you're imagining. And so you could imagine feeling calm. You could imagine feeling joyful, and pretty soon your body is resonating with that, if you like, resonating with that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one reason it's powerful. The second thing, a visualization uses many different parts of your brain. People, I'm not one of them, but scientists who study the activity of the brain, they have discovered that when we daydream or imagine, visualize, we use many different parts of our brain at the same time, and more parts of the brain are activated than if we just focus on one thing or if we try to figure it out. So that whole thing of when you have a big problem, kind of turn it over to the universe, there is hard data that says that works. When you use a technique such as visualization, you tap into multiple parts of your physical brain and tap into your brilliance.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Wow.
And the other thing that people know, again, I haven't done this experiment, but I've read it, and so visualizations literally change the frequency of your brain waves. And so there's, in your sort of day-to-day rock pile, especially if you're under stress, the beta waves of your brain are fast, busy, sometimes jaggedy and scattered. But when you start to visualize, literally, they can track your brain waves start to slow down, even out into theta waves, alpha waves, more relaxed, more calm, like literally the frequency of your brain waves, your thought patterns, changes. And often, for me and other people that have talked to me, in the middle of a visualization, you often get inspired ideas that you can use. And sometimes during the visualization, and for me and some of my clients also, in the days afterwards, they get, oh, I never thought of that. And it's sort of like your mind keeps continuing on even after you kind of come back to your day-to-day reality. And for me, and I suspect I wouldn't be the only one on this call, I have a chattery mind. It natters away all the time. And a guided visualization helps me to slow down my chattery mind. And so when I'm kind of flitting from what's for dinner to, oh, I should do that, and, oh, I know, here's something else, if I do a visualization, it helps me slow down my brain waves and helps me stay calm and focused. And for me, having an external voice to guide the visualization is very helpful because I do have a chattery mind. And I suspect I'm not the only one on this call. So then my mind, instead of being a distractor, actually becomes a friend and an ally and helps me to focus, helps me to declutter, helps me to be in a mental and physical environment that supports me. So there's four reasons why guided visualizations are very powerful. There may be others. Those are the four I know so far.
Wow. Very good. So it's kind of like the benefits of meditation, but there's a little support built in because so many people have problems meditating because you just sit there and you don't have any help. It's like, am I doing this right? I'm bored.
Yeah.
My mind's going over my shopping list.
Exactly. And then if you have a bone of self-judgment in your body, then it will start not only having that uncomfortable experience, but then starting to say, well, why can't I do this? And natter, natter, natter. Right. So I find it very helpful to have a voice to guide me into this other state.
Right. And,
it is a hoot for me to listen to my own visualizations, and it's like I didn't hear them before. It's such a treat.
Yeah, well, they must be coming from somewhere else. And your voice is so soothing, too, so that's very helpful. Yeah. Okay, so, Bonnie, this is so interesting. I'm sure that everybody's going to want to know because we've been talking about these everyday manifestations, and they're very short. I guarantee everybody they're only 5 minutes. They won't take you very much time out of your day, and they will really help you focus, and they're all on a different little bit of a different topic every day because they're every day. They're different. Here's a place where you can go and take a look at them if you're interested in finding out about them. And the website is Tiny URL. You people are familiar with it, the Tiny URL. It's just as it's spelled, tinyurl.com/everydaymarcia. So just as it's spelled, Everyday Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A. tinyurl.com/everydaymarcia. And that will take you to a page of Bonnie's where you can also, there is a sample one up there as well, right?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, so not only did you get the one today, but there's another sample one up there if you want to try another sample one. And then if you want to sign up for the Everyday Manifestations, I think the trial is, what is it? Is it a dollar?
It is. It's a dollar for the first month.
I can't believe it.
Well, there's a whole long story with never mind, but it all made sense at the time, and it was quite funny that, anyway, yes, for a dollar, you can try it out for a month,
yeah,
and then the The price after that is $9.95 a month, and that will kick in. But it is you can try it out for a month for a dollar.
Yeah, so there's no reason not to do this, at least for the first 30 days for a dollar. Okay, so that's that. And then you also have something else that you're offering. Tell us about that.
Only to people that are on this call. When you order, be sure to say Marsha in the box that asks, there's a box that says, how did you hear about us? And put M-A-R-C-I-A, Marsha. And the first three people to order are going to get a 30-minute energy session with me, free. We'll have a chance to chat for about 10 minutes about wherever you would like to focus, and then I will guide you in a personalized guided visualization that relates to whatever you would like to focus on, and that will probably take about 10 minutes. And as we did in this one today, we'll take time to kind of get grounded and shift your breathing and stuff, and then a visualization that focuses on whatever you want to focus on, so just for you personally. And then I will kind of guide you back to day-to-day reality, and we'll chat for about 5 or 10 minutes about what happened in that visualization and if there's anything you want to do to follow up. So a 30-minute energy session to the first three people that order it.
Wow, and I have done the energy sessions with Bonnie, and they were very helpful in getting me past a really stuck place that I was in with my business. This was a business challenge that I worked with Bonnie on. So I can vouch for the efficacy of Bonnie's sessions. Very, very powerful and very valuable. Not just woo-woo stuff. Although the woo-woo stuff is intriguing as well, but I used it for a very practical application. So I would be one of those first three people if I had any interest at all. Be one of those first three people.
Marsha, you're not eligible, Marsha.
I'm not eligible. I'm not eligible. I've already done it. And then also, Bonnie has another free thing for everybody, right? This is for everybody?
Yep.
Okay.
If you go to my website, there's a free special report that says 7 crucial steps to align your business and your soul. And the website address is www, and then it's soulpowerwisdom.com. So S-O-U-L. Soul, power, P-O-W-E-R, wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, so soulpowerwisdom.com. And there's an opt-in box in the upper right-hand corner, and if you click on that, you will get a free special report now, 7 crucial steps to align your business and your soul. Also, when you get to that website, there is a free guided visualization. It's called Begin with Grace, and the initials of Grace, G-R-A-C-E, stand for Ground, Release, Align, Connect, Enjoy. And I use that process, Ground, Release, Align, Connect, Enjoy. Really, I weave it in one way or another. I don't always use those words, but that's a process to really get into that alpha state. And so then when you come out of that visualization, it's just easier to deal with whatever is going on because you're coming at it from a different place. So besides the special report, the point is you can also get a free visualization when you go to that website.
So there's two free visualizations. One at the Everyday Manifestations page, which again is tinyurl.com/everydaymarsha. There's a free sample Everyday Manifestation there. And then at soulpowerwisdom.com, there's another guided visualization along with that report on 7 crucial steps to align your business and your soul.
Right.
And I haven't read that yet, Bonnie. I think I'll go get that myself.
Sure.
So very fun, very interesting, and a very different way for us to start the year, saying goodbye to 2009, which it was powerful for me to go through that again, Bonnie, because I've already done that visualization.
Right.
And this will really be a good fresh start for our businesses. So I want to thank you, Bonnie, for this really, really special start for 2010 for us and for being my guest today.
Well, it was just a treat, Marsha, and it really did happen. I was thinking, I would love to be on somebody's teleseminar, and you sent me a note, and it was just funny. So I have thoroughly enjoyed it. Can't think of anybody I would rather be doing this with.
Oh, thanks. Well, I hope everybody listening enjoyed it too. Send me an email and let me know how your visualizations are working out for you. And I also want to, thank everybody for being here and listening to the call. And do let me know how that works out. We know how, you're busy and you've got other things to do, so we're really happy that you spent the time with us. And remember, if you want to listen to it again, just refresh the webcast page or go back to your email and click on that link again, and you'll be able to listen to the call again. And also tomorrow I'll be sending out an email with the link and also reminders of the upcoming calls. As soon as that information becomes available, we will be having monthly calls again. And also I do have the speaker lined up for next month for February. This will be also a really interesting call. I'm going to be talking with Katie Weber from Quiro, Texas. She's the author of The Red Lotus Letter. She is a very well-known feng shui expert, and she's going to be talking to us about the prosperous entrepreneur. And she's going to be talking to us about the feng shui power office and how your environment directly ties into your income and how you can set up your office so that things that can be problematic, dealing with your desk and your productivity, and how having an organized and attractive office can really make a difference in your business. So I can't wait to hear that one as well. Doesn't that sound interesting? And also remember, there are never any charges for these calls or for the recordings. So thank you again, Bonnie. This has been a great call, and thank you all for listening.
Thanks, Marcia. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.